Ramsey TV.
Normal people just want to leave other people alone. Normal people want to live their own lives and let other people live their own lives. But there's something about those who consider themselves elite, those who consider themselves better than everyone else on the planet. They have this weird need to direct other people, to tell other people what to do, to have other people dependent on them. They want the rest of the world like dogs, where your dog just looks up at you and begs you for a treat, depends on you to go outside, depends on you to eat. People feel important. They feel like their life has meaning when they can control other people. Without that, they have no meaning. I don't know why some people are like this. There's a chip in humanity. Maybe everybody is like this. It could be the default setting of the entire human race. And that the only thing that delivers anybody from this sick attitude of superiority, this arrogance, is the Spirit of God. So I thank God that we have the Spirit of God, that we like to mind our own business. You have to let people make mistakes. And this is assuming that you even know what's better for another person. In some cases, in your family, for instance, you might know what's better for your friends, your families. You might know what's better for them. And you can tell them, but most people have to find out by experience. They're not going to believe you, so they find out by going through the thing themselves. But I guess you can call these people control freaks. We have that in us, don't we, to be a control freak. Because we only trust ourselves to run things. In fact, it is the control freaks who don't want to hear the truths of the sovereignty of God, because that takes the control away from them. That's kind of ironic, because people have accused me, one who believes in the sovereignty of God, of saying that God is a control freak. Well, there's a classic case of projection, because the real control freak is the one who doesn't want God to be in charge of everything. But don't worry, he is. This is Martin Zender. You are at MZTV. I'm the world's most outspoken Bible scholar, and I'm speaking about the end times. I'm speaking of the final years of Millennium 6, talking about the prophecies of Revelation. The Apostle John was given the answer, was given the blueprint of what's going to happen in this world. There are going to be birth pangs that bring the thousand-year kingdom. Jesus Christ compared it to a mother in labor. The mother in labor eventually brings forth the child, but as everyone knows, and this is a parable of how it's going to be at the end of this eon, the mother goes through extreme pain and pressure and agony before that birth. But the period of the birth is short compared to the joy of having the child, raising the child. That's all theoretical there, but I enjoyed raising my kids. The thought there is it's a brief, sharp period of pain that brings about a thousand years of good. So the tribulation is going to last 7 years. And even that is split in half because God is a merciful God. He's very quick in his judgments and he's lingering in his blessings. So the worst of the tribulation will be 3.5 years. And 3.5 years buys you 1,000 years of peace and plenty on the earth. If you knew that an investment of yours, for every $3.5 you spent, you would get $1,000 yield, guaranteed, who wouldn't take that stock? Who wouldn't buy into that? So I left off yesterday telling you that those who have this weird chip in them to want to control other people, they have grandiose thoughts. They have grandiose opinion of themselves. They have an overblown disdain of the rest of the world who they consider to be stupid. But actually, the stupid people are smarter than the so-called elites. I must tell you that, because the stupid, so-called stupid people, the common people, the people just want to mind their own business, take care of their families, work for a living. These people, they really live into the truth of Proverbs. Eat bread from your own hand and do, and from Paul too, you know, work quietly with your hands, lead a mild and quiet life. If a man does not take care of his own, he's worse than an infidel. That thing. Those are the smart people. Those are actually the superior people intellectually. So it's the truly stupid people who think they're better than everybody else because they're in for a rude awakening, very rude awakening. It's called the tribulation. If they would happen to die before the tribulation, then the great white throne will be a big light for them. It's like, ooh, sorry, you really weren't an elite. You're actually an arrogant nincompoop who must be put in your place at this time. And all the people from the flyover states, speaking of here in the United States, who you thought were rubes, they will rise to the top in the scheme of things. So I said that these kind of people look for an opportunity to rule big. And they want to rule the earth. You can't get any bigger than that. And that dream is in the sick, grinchy hearts of some people. So they look for a crisis. The latest crisis is CV19. It is an invented crisis. I have to speak in code because I don't want to be flagged. So I'm going to get creative with my vocabulary here and speak in code. CV19, I think you know what it is. It is no worse than a common flu thingy. Thingy is my code name for the tiny little microscopic thing that goes around in your body with fangs and teeth and goes and makes you sneeze and cough and have a headache. But this thing was introduced to humanity by a foreign entity, I believe, but nevertheless, for some reason, everybody agreed to seize this and to put this over on the public as doomsday. And they took all the deaths that were caused by other things like cancer or the standard flu, or the standard flu kills tens of thousands of people a year. But nobody is dying from that anymore because they've taken all those deaths and put it on the dreaded CV19 so that anybody who has that thingy inside of them, when it's detected in an autopsy or as a diagnosis, whatever, if that person dies, then that death is attributed to the CV19. But those deaths are faked. They're out of proportion because the assumption by these people is, but they do this on purpose, is it? There are people dying with the CV19, but not of the CV19. Most of the people that have died from this are elderly, over 80 years old, and they've had other problems known as comorbidities, such as obesity, heart trouble, diabetes, you name it. In fact, the average person who is said to have died of the CV19 has an average of 2.6 comorbidities. In other words, they've had at least two, almost three other problems, because the survival rate of the CV19 is over 99%. But the whole world has been tricked, scammed, by those who want to use this and who are using it as leverage to gain the controls of power. They are being tricked into thinking that this is the doomsday thingy. This thingy is worse than the thingy that supposedly originated in Spain but really didn't. The Black Death of the Middle Ages. It's worse. It's horrible. I'm not saying the thingy is fake. I'm saying even the Centers for Disease Control admitted that only 8% of the stated deaths from CV19 are actually attributable only to the CV19. You will not find that piece of information trumpeted, because there's a concerted effort to censor any information going out that speaks poorly of the CB19er and that speaks poorly of the VC. When I say VC, I mean this, that thing that goes into your arm. The risk from dying of the VC is actually higher than the risk of dying from the CB19er. There's so many things that don't add up, that aren't reasonable. The changing, constantly changing rules about the face diapers. It's being manipulated big time. And I'm going to read you later some headlines from Newsweek magazine that will tell you that there is a concerted effort that is working famously in the most celebrated news sources, the self-proclaimed greatest news sources. There's a concerted effort to scare the shit out of people. And those kinds of people who believe anything they see on television, they're going for it. And they're being forced to take the VC. Why is this bad? And what does this have to do with global domination by a handful of people? Well, it is this. Is it they want to control you. And in order to control you, you must give up your freedoms. And in order to give up your freedoms, they have to put a force on you from some other angle, a different angle of attack, that convinces you for what they call, quote, the greater good, to give up your power to them, because only they have the intelligence to manage this crisis, and they will see you through if only you surrender your power to them. Let them tell you what to do, where to go. What does, again, the VC have to do with that? It's that those who take the VC are categorized, are labeled. They go into a database. And the government knows who they are. And even now, with the little piece of paper that says you have that VC, they are using that to limit your movement. Or should I say, the only way you can move, the only way you can attend events, and it may come that it's the only way you can leave your house, is if you have that piece of paper. But guess what's happening? Naturally, that piece of paper is being forged by people who don't want the VC, because strange thing, this VC has not been tested on animals. It hasn't gone through the proper channels. It hasn't been approved by the vaunted, self-appointed kings, FDA. So, why are people doing this? Because they're being tricked by propaganda. The fear today by many people is that the truth will never get out, because the truth is being shouted down. It is being censored by the powerful outlets of information that, for some reason, are all tilted toward the control of the world. They are. See, I'm trying to keep from saying standard catch phrases. MSM, trying to avoid that. The self-proclaimed information outlets with the big letters behind them are the propaganda arm of this effort by a few people to take over the world. What is propaganda? Propaganda is feeding information to the population that you want them to know. It is lies, generally. Propaganda must kill other sources of information, because the other sources of information will generally oppose the propaganda, because the propaganda, again, is chiefly lies, because the propaganda forwards the intents of the regime, of the power that wants to take over. And so they feed you the same thing every day. And in this case, they're feeding you the same thing every day. You need to panic. You need to fear. All of the human race will die unless you take the VC. You will not be able to go anywhere, to move, to leave your house if you don't get the VC. You're an idiot if you don't get it. This is going coming in from the propaganda arm of the one world government. In the United States and elsewhere, by the acronymed news outlets that are lying because they have a vested interest. Why? I don't know. They're getting paid. They're being influenced. Remember, I told you money influences everything. So they're being influenced to kill opposition. See, any regime that hopes to take over the world must kill all opposition, all competing news sources. This is called censorship. We don't want censorship. This is why in the United States there's a constitution which guarantees people free speech. But that is being eroded. People don't want it. Because, again, many, many millions are being tricked into thinking that the government has your good in mind. And if you just let them take a lot of your money, because they have the wisdom to distribute it properly. If you believe that, you're asleep. I'm sorry. I hope this wakes you up. Because when people get a taste of this power, they don't generally let it go. So the CV19er is a scam. And I'm telling you how it wrecked the economy. I will tell you. But maybe it's better. Maybe it's easier to understand how it has done this by talking about the toasty planet syndrome. Now, I'm saying using that phrase toasty planet syndrome, TPS, as a secret way to say GW, like the globe is heating up, supposedly. Well, that's a lie. That's a lie. You don't hear too much about it anymore because the CV19er is a better way to grab power. It's a better way to scare people. It's more imminent because people you know are dying. Are they dying from the CV19er? Probably not. They're probably dying of other things, but it's being attributed to the CV19er. Some people are dying from it, yes. As I told you, though, tens of thousands of people die from the seasonal flu every year. But those deaths are being taken out of the seasonal flu column and put into the CV19er column so that the daily death rates can be broadcast from the people who think they're the greatest and latest news outlets ever and scare the crap out of people so that you will be driven to take the VC so that you will be in a government register so that you will be able to be cataloged, categorized, and you have essentially then given up your power to the people who hold that information, and they can tell you what you can do and what you can't do. This couldn't have happened unless the people ceded the power. And now those powers that want to control the world, that they know how easy it is to manipulate people because people generally do what they're told. They do what they hear, what the TV says. Why are you wearing your face diaper in your car by yourself? Well, the TV told me to do this. The TV told me. And they're hypnotized by the TV. And they're hypnotized by any sort of electronic media. And it may actually be literally hypnotic because of the electronics involved. I'm not going to get into that. And of course, there are some people that think the the VC for the CV19er is fatal itself. It may be. It may actually kill people over time. Quite possible. I've been told that it's not really a VC. I'm calling it that for convenience sake. It may be something else, a genetic modifying substance that will wreck your natural defenses against thingies. I tend to believe that. I tend to believe that it's probably deadly. I tend to believe that. But they want you in a database. Now, back to the, I forget what I called it. What did I call it? The toasty planet syndrome? The toasty planet syndrome is the lie that the Earth is going to be burned up. It's going to be destroyed. That we only have 20 years left or 12 years left. Creating a panic, showing false science, which has been proven false, in order to cause the people to panic. Cause the people to say, sirs, what must we do? Tell us what we must do to keep this from happening. Well, you must, first of all, cede your power to us. Cede the control of your own life over us, because we're the ones who are in charge of the data. We're the ones in charge of the science. Data in quotes, science in quote. We'll tell you what you need to know. And then they then tell you, once you've given them the power, they then make laws and regulations by buying off judges, buying off senators, that limit your life, limit what you can drive, or if you can drive, or if you can fly, or what temperature to set your house at, or if you can eat certain foods or not. They will use that to control you, and then the power just gets bigger and bigger, just like the Catholic Church. They told the lie in the Middle Ages that your loved ones were on the brink of burning in hell. There you go. Toasty planet syndrome. Only this is the toasty relative syndrome. TRS. Your relatives are being toasted. They're very close to the full toast. They're very close to going into hell. The Catholic Church actually did this. It is exactly what's happening now with the CV19er and what happened with the toasty planet syndrome. Your relatives are very close there in what we call purgatory. It's in a halfway house. And they're in here and they could go either way. They could end up going to heaven or they could end up going to hell. And of course, the way they spoke with great eloquence and they announced themselves as the purveyors of all information. We hold the scriptures. We alone hold the scriptures. They didn't want anyone else looking at the scriptures. That's why they were in freaking Latin. Well, you can buy your way. You can buy your relatives' way out. You can affect their fate. Oh my God, how? Tell me how. Well, if you pay us $1,000, we will say special prayers for you because we're the inside people, we're the elites, we're better than you. We have hotline to God that you don't, and we'll see to it that your relative gets out of the toasty place and goes to the cooler place. And people gave their money by the millions of dollars. That's how they built the freaking Vatican in Rome. That's how they did it, on the backs of ignorant people who gave up their power because they were scared shitless by fat ass liars. Namely, the Catholic Church. That's the exact thing going on here. The exact principle is going on here with the toasty planet syndrome. We're all going to die. We're all going to burn up. Sirs, how do we deliver ourselves from this? Well, you need to segregate paper from plastic. You need to not drive your car so much. You need to buy an electric car. You need to stop eating meat because cows fart and it's wrecking the ozone layer. Because that CO2 is evil. All lies, every one of those things is a lie. CO2 is the stuff of life. The more of it you have, the more things grow, the more people are fed from plants and shit like that growing. But these people are able to convince the masses because the masses are generally empty. It's whatever. Susceptible to suggestion. And so it happens with the toasty planet syndrome, but it's also happening with CV19er. It's a little closer to home, though, because some people you know have died, quote, of it, unquote. No, chances are they died, quote, with it, unquote, but they did not die of it. And so you will do anything you can to save the rest of humanity from this awful fate. And by doing that, you agree to take the VC. You agree to be a part of the system, to be logged into the system. You agree that these people will permit you, by giving you a piece of paper, they'll permit you now. Oh, thank you, dear government. They'll permit you to go to sporting events, to eat out at restaurants. They'll permit you to leave your own house, to travel to see your relatives, to go to the funeral of your parents or your grandparents. They'll permit you to do that if you have the card. That's what's happening. It's a complete and total scam. And it's happened so quickly. In just a year and a half, our entire world has been obsessed with this lie. And that's what it is, a lie. But it has been built up so cleverly, so ingeniously. It's satanic. It's diabolic. It has tons of money behind it. And it's tricking millions and billions of people. Not everybody. There are protests all around the world. Wait till I tell you what's going to happen with that. Oh, yeah. Wait till I tell you what's going to happen with that. But the chief thing I want to tell you today is that mainstream religion is lying to you. Mainstream government is lying to you. Mainstream science is lying to you. Mainstream information stream is lying to you. Not in everything. Not in everything. That's the thing. They sow some truth into it to make it legit, like the Catholic Church. But we believe God is God and Jesus Christ is his son. See? They say some of the right things. If they didn't, nobody would go for it. But they put their evil in a pill that has a little bit of sugar in it, i.e. truth. And it's by that means that they trick people. It's not all wrong. Not everything the government tells you is wrong. Just certain things are. The things that will make you give up your power in the interest of saving the world, in the interest of safety. I'm going to get into that more tomorrow. More on this to come. Because I'm going to tell you how this is rolling out in real time. But it's happening swiftly, swiftly. As I say, our world changed in a year and a half. This goes along with what John wrote in the first chapter of the unveiling. These things must happen swiftly. And they are happening swiftly. I was thinking about world conquest on my run this morning. Doesn't everybody? And I had what I would call a revelation. I don't know what this curl is on my forehead. I can't do anything about it, so I'm just going to leave it there. I might have it there for the rest of my life. That's all right. It's kind of cute. I talked about Hitler taking over the world and how difficult it was back in the day. You needed tanks and guns and airplanes and lots of ugly things like machine guns and howitzers. But now, war is cleaner. Why was it messy then, and why is it cleaner now? Here's a very strange thing. It was messy then because people didn't want to be taken over. So they fought Hitler. They had armies of their own. Britain had the RAF. Defended London, and every country fought. No country wanted to be taken over. The strange thing about these days, these last days, the final years of Millennium 6, is that people volunteer to be taken over. The warfare is so sophisticated now that people are tricked, they're convinced to give up to an enemy that they don't even realize is an enemy. I mean, that is sophisticated warfare. But this was the revelation. I mean, that's pretty good. But this is the real revelation, is that I noticed that World War II ended in 1945. And then something important happened in 1950, just 5 years later. And that is, the television became a staple in American homes. Now, the television was invented in 1927. The technology was invented, but the television did not become available until the 50s. The U.S. may have been the leading edge there of that trend, but the thing is, I see a correlation there. Because in order to get people to voluntarily surrender their freedom in a war they don't even realize they're in, is to mess with their minds, is to get them, as we like to say, I don't like to say it, it's terrible, dumbed down. And the whole world has been dumbed down by technology. The world has been dumbed down by music, by movies, by social media, these damn phones that we have. But it all started with television. I've often said television was the beginning of the end, and indeed it was. And so people are not critical thinkers anymore. They have no logic. They're emotional. Not everybody. You're the exception. Thank God that a lot of the country is still an exception, but there's a tipping point. And now many, many people are just, they just lay down, they're sheep. They don't even know they're being taken over. The enemy is so slick, so seductive. And in fact, I've said this before. I have to be careful what I'm about to say. Let's just put it this way. The people in charge of the entertainment industry, everything from print media to film to music to social media outlets, I mean, they're descendants of Jacob. Put it that way. How's that? They're descendants of Jacob. So it's the Israel, it's, oh, yeah, I can say that. I just can't say the J word, right? Okay, yeah. So it's the descendants of Jacob who are getting revenge on Adolf Hitler by dumbing down the world and then with their entertainments. And then they end up actually doing what Dolph only dreamed of doing. And they take over the whole world, including Germany. But they don't do it with the Luftwaffe or with tanks. They do it with propaganda. And they do it with people who voluntarily give up their freedom. That is a phenomenon. Yeah. I thought of that when I was running today. Did you know there were no world wars before World War I? And World War I wasn't World War I until World War II came along. It was called the Great War. But I made a video on this during the Revelation series when I was in Sao Paulo, Brazil. I think it was Revelation series number 142. I'm going to link you to it down here. It's called There Were No World Wars Before 1914. Now, that's a practical title if ever there was one. Check it out.